Now, earlier this week, the United States Department of Defense officially told us what we all knew, that UFOs exist. They are out there. And so we thought we'd get in touch with a group called Cape Town UFO Meetup. Evan Robinson joins us now on the air. Evan, were you surprised by the US Pentagon now for the first time admitting that they have video footage of what they believe to be UFOs?
How's it, Bessie? Yeah, it was a surprise. I mean, we haven't seen anything this kind of honest from the US kind of Defense Department. I mean, their whole job is to kind of police the airspace above America and, above the country and make sure that they know what's in it. And suddenly this thing is kind of flying around their jet fighters, and they can't say what it is. So they just give it that name, UFO, which means we don't know what it is. But it's quite startling that they'd be that honest. And also that it would get mainstream coverage. I mean, this issue doesn't normally appear on kind of CNN or BBC or The Guardian or Forbes or things like that.
But Evan, it's absolutely weird. Like, we've been through so much this year in 2020 that whether it be the brink of World War III in the beginning of the year, a global pandemic, the fact that the US Pentagon admits that they are possibly UFOs, to me, hardly made a giant blip. I guess I saw it on CNN, but I didn't. Okay, anyway, we know already. Plus, things can't get worse anyway.
I mean, I think the timing kind of makes sense. Everyone's kind of in their homes, kind of, kept behind locked doors. If they were to get excited, they wouldn't be able to go anywhere with that excitement. over the years, we've just seen NASA release tiny amounts of information, like maybe there was one microbe on Mars. I mean, that's not a particularly exciting statement, but that would normally get the internet quite excited. But now, I guess in 2020, it's not really news.
Tell us a bit about Cape Town UFO Meetup. What do you guys do?
So, I don't know if you've got my co-founder on the line as well, John.
John is listening in on the line. As soon as he's ready, we'll bring him into the conversation.
He can interrupt me whenever he likes to.
Okay. There's a good opportunity now to bring in Jos Cosmetos, joining in. He's also one of the co-founders of Cape Town UFO Meetup. John, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Hi there, sir. Anytime. Yeah, it's a pleasure being here.
So, whoever wants to go to give us the details, how was Cape Town UFO Meetup, founded?
Evan, do you want to go?
In November, we kind of came up with the idea of getting together a community in Cape Town to talk about this topic, because it's kind of a niche topic, but we're very excited about it, and we'd like to get together kind of like-minded folks and discuss it in some kind of serious way. Mm-hmm. I mean, most people kind of see ETs as some kind of escape from their normal lives, or some kind of outlandish, crazy kind of a thing. But actually, there's a bunch of quite, a lot more interesting topics behind it. Like who are these people? If there are people in these kind of vehicles, where do they come from? What are they interested in? There's a lot more interesting discussions to have. So we're kind of trying to have more interesting discussions with people.
John, when people think about people who go out and talk about and gather to discuss issues of UFOs, of course you're going to get people who say, oh, you guys are being conspiratorial, you guys are either far out there. But it is an important conversation to have about the impact, the reaches of the universe and how we know it.
Yeah, definitely. To those guys, I'd say actually it's not as conspiratorial as what most people would like to think. If you take even just 2 seconds to have a quick Google, you'd be inundated with scientific facts and credible personalities, people in high level positions that are coming forward and actually talking about the topic. So it's actually not nearly as conspiratorial as what people would think.
Your thoughts on NASA releasing, not NASA, the Pentagon releasing those video clips? It was recorded in 2004 and 2015 by infrared cameras on a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier, showing what they describe as unidentified aerial phenomena. What did you see when you saw those?
What did you
think about it?
Well, I was flabbergasted. It's first that they actually released it. The other thing was that it was clearly not something that is immediately identified as being man-made. I'd like to think that, you know, every person out there today, the layman, would have an idea of the capabilities of what we're capable of creating, the flying machines that we're capable of creating. And that just clearly does not fit the bill. There are no control surfaces. There is no thrust being generated that's immediately clear. So I was quite intrigued and very, very much surprised that it was released. Yeah.
Looking at the video, it looks flying saucer-ish. If you know the sort of spherical object, oblongish object, isn't this, you know, far too close to the to the literature of what we know a UFO to look at, or is it just completely coincidence?
So I mean, kind of traditionally, the flying saucer would be like a kind of an upside down saucer dish. I mean, in this footage, it sometimes appears like a sphere, and it sometimes it rotates and does appear like a kind of a saucer. I don't think we can say that it's definitely fake because it looks like a traditional, UFO that we might think it looks like. I think it's more kind of intriguing to me that the fact that so much of this footage shows shapes which are similar to that, kind of very, very simple geometric shapes like triangles or spheres. It kind of says to me that that technology is very much more advanced than ours. There's no kind of wings or aerials or seams or rivets or anything like that, when these things are often emitting just pure light.
I want to put one of you on hold at the moment. We got Frederick, who's called in from Strand. Frederick, have you been monitoring UFOs for years, you say?
Yes, I've been doing it. I've been in this business for 40 years.
What have you noticed?
Well, let's put it this way. I've seen a lot of UFOs in my lifetime, but what caught our attention recently is that on one of the International Space Station apps, there is a heck of a lot of UFO activity in and around Earth. And if your gentlemen want to follow it up, you can go to a website and look it up there. Can I give it?
Go ahead.
UFO sightings hotspot blogspot.com.
Excellent. Frederick there in Strand. John, many people would ask the question, but what interests, you know, would UFOs have in little old Earth? Do you have a theory behind that?
Well, I think that's still very much up to speculation. But there is a theory, the one that I'm more inclined to believe, is that the human race, you know, that they're not here to invade us and to kind of plunder our resources and, you know, Independence Day style type of thing. I'm more inclined to believe that it's more like of a helping hand. Another way that I think of it is, if we discovered life on a different planet right now, would our efforts be any dissimilar to from what we're experiencing now?
That's a very good point. If there were to be sort of basic life form on Mars, then the Mars rover that is there at the moment would be an extraterrestrial in that context. It's very interesting to see how we look at this in context.
Exactly. Yeah.
Should we now be focusing more on our role within exploration? And as John said, we're not at risk of being invaded. We're not at risk of being colonized by extraterrestrial life forms. But just how important is still this concept of going out there, exploring, not only just for science sake, but also for humanity's sake?
Yeah, I mean, the way I think about it, a lot of people are not naturally interested in this topic, and I always kind of wonder why. Like, why are you not interested in, you know, what's outside the atmosphere? And then, kind of, when I think about it, I mean, when you look at what's on TV, you see people are very involved in their own lives and their own jobs and their own kind of very tiny world of possessions and, you know, power and income and things like that. They're not so much interested in maybe a larger society, like, you know, maybe doing things like recycling or, you know, donating or giving back. And then you think, you know, what's the level after that? The level after that is what's outside, you know, this planet or my country, at least. What's outside the planet? You know, what else could be out there? And every time you expand your consciousness just one little bit extra, you know, one little bit larger, you kind of encompass more truth about what's in your reality, and your reality starts.
I think it would be absolutely completely selfish of us to think that out of the expanse of the universe, we are somewhat the only small little speck. Micro dot in this giant universe.
I mean, it's mathematically impossible. I mean, the number of visible kind of stars in the sky is something with kind of 32 digits behind it, that number. So if you think that life didn't evolve on any of those planets, you don't understand mathematics.
John Cosmetis and Evan Robertson, they are with a group called UFO, Cape Town UFO Meetup. You can find them on you can find them on Facebook, Cape Town UFO Meetup, responding to the US Pentagon confirming essentially the existence of UFOs. Let me know, do you believe in extraterrestrial life? Have you seen a UFO? You can drop me a message or you can drop me a voice note. I'll get it when I come back to the show later next week. But do you believe?